The director of tech is with us right now, Pat Yannick. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
It's always a big deal, isn't it, this open house?
We wait all year for this, yep, and hope for good weather.
Yeah, and it looks like you'll get it. What happens at the open house?
So we open the building up for anyone in the community to come in and see the programs at tech. All of the staff are there, teachers, administrators, parapros are all in the program areas, as well as students that are from around the county are there to answer questions and show off what we have there and let people see what it is that we do there.
Primarily, this would be 10th grade students that would be interested in joining tech next year, right?
That's our target audience. We encourage anywhere from 8th, 9th, 10th grade to come in. Anyone in the community is welcome to attend. But yeah, 8th, 9th, and 10th, and especially 10th because they're in that decision-making mode right now to figure out what they want to do next year as juniors in high school.
Tech is a half-day program, so they spend half the day at their high school, whatever high school it is in St. Clair County they attend, and half the day at Tech, right?
Correct.
And what are some of the programs out there?
So we've got 12 programs, health careers, cosmetology, information technology, digital media, culinary, computer programming, and then in manufacturing, we've got welding, metal machining, engineering and robotics, automotive technology, collision repair, and construction trades.
And they're doing hands-on work out there, aren't they?
It is a hands-on place. The students still have some book work they have to do, of course, a lot of knowledge that goes into the training, but very much a hands-on building.
And there is a need for skilled trades right now, isn't there?
Like never before. We've had this conversation years ago where everyone was cutting back, but now everybody is looking for that next generation of worker. And high percentage of our students go right to work from tech. And we also have a high percentage of students that continue their education and obtain a post-secondary credential and go on to associate degree, bachelor degree programs.
And a lot of them are able to do both because they can graduate from tech and go right to work while they're pursuing further education.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You mentioned a few years ago a lot of the skilled trades were cutting back. So was tech. I mean, you had to scale back your programs a bit, and then you've been able to reintroduce some programs, haven't you?
We have been putting them back one at a time. Yes, we have.
What are some of those that have been reintroduced?
Well, we added computer programming a couple years ago. We added construction trades back in. And this last year, we began the process of adding we had cut back half of cosmetology, so that was put back this last fall.
We've talked a lot about the middle college concept where students at high school can also take classes at community college. That extends to tech now, doesn't it?
It does. We a year ago, we started a middle college program, technical middle college program. It's separate from Blue Water Middle College, and it allows all the students that attend tech in six programs, health, information technology, welding, metal machining, engineering robotics, and computer programming. Those students can all participate in the middle college program as part of their tech program. So they still attend tech for half a day. In their junior year, they're still at their high school half a day. But their senior year, their tech half a day and SC4 half a day. Mm-hmm. And then it allows us to also pay for a year 13, which is full-time SC4. So great opportunity for the programs that we are able to align with at SC4.
Oh, absolutely. You can find out more about it at the open house tomorrow night, which is attended by a lot of kids and their parents that are interested in attending tech. But it must also be kind of a homecoming for those that have graduated from tech, isn't it?
When you get to be as old as me, it can be fun. I'm now meeting, students that I have that are now bringing their grandchildren.
Whoa, that's not possible, is it?
It really is. It is. It's a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy it.
I bet. Well, some great programs out there at Tech. And obviously, you don't have to attend the open house to participate in Tech, and you don't have to participate in Tech just because you went to the open house. But it is a great opportunity for not only students but their parents also to find out what it's all about.
It is. It's a great time, and we'll have refreshments there. Students will be there. It's from 5:30 until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. We hope to see a big turnout.
I bet you will, especially since we're not going to have a snow day tomorrow. Everybody gets to go to school. Pat, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it always.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Pat Yannick, the director of St. Clair Tech, with his son, WPHM. It's 18 past 7 o'clock.